Supergrass join us today, and the music is from Road to Rouen, the new album for these British rockers recorded in France. It's a quieter, more introspective album than might be expected from this effervescent band. Part of that sound may have been affected by the death of lead singer Gaz Coombs and his brother Robert's mother during the last year. I started off asking Gaz how they came to record in France.
Well, me and my brothers have got a house and barn over there, a little cottage, and we've been going over there for the last kind of 5 or 6 years just as a kind of a retreat, you know, just a little break and just enjoy some peace and quiet. So it's perfect for a little home studio, if you like, and that's what we did. We just bought loads of equipment and removed all the furniture and chucked all the gear in.
Now, how's that different?
Off we went.
How is that different than how you've done it all in the past?
It's a bit more relaxed, I'd say, and cheaper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you haven't got that pressure of knowing that you're in a £1,000-a-day studio, and if you kind of get held up, you're not wasting loads of cash.
We take it in turns to cook dinner as well, so there's a lot of pressure. Every other 4 days is a lot of pressure.
Poisoning. A lot of pressure.
Because then you have to compete with the previous meal.
You've got to go down to the market, buy the fresh fish, the wine.
Let us hear some of the tunes from Road to Rouen. How are you guys playing today? Is this pretty much as we would see on stage?
No, we've kind of most of our gear's at a show we're going to do tonight. So we've kind of we just got acoustic guitar, we've got bass guitar, Wurlitzer, and a bit of percussion, snare drum for Danny. So it's it's kind of stripped down.
All right, so this is Supergrass, and what are you going to start
We're not quite stripped down.
Actually, we're going to start on we're starting on an older song, aren't we? This isn't off Road to Ruin. It's,
yeah, just wanted to get it warmed up.
Okay.
You ready for
ladies
us?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Begin.
That is the Supergrass we know and love, and that is Grace playing an acoustic version of that live today. Let's put that up against one of the new ones right away. You want to do one from Road to Rouen?
Yeah, definitely. We'll play for you Low C.
Low C from Supergrass playing live for us. Another one, the first one from Road to Ruin. Now, how does that song change? I was reading something about how it was a bit John Lennon-y to begin with. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I don't know what someone means by that. I don't know. It didn't really. It was kind of pretty much like it did start off. Really, mm-hmm. I think it ended up pretty much the same. I mean, there's definitely vibes of it. You know, you kind of when you sort of play the initial, you know, take back and stuff, you hear a bit of Lennon in there. But it wasn't the plan.
I've been trying to decipher the lyrics. I'm assuming Low C has something to do with the musical aspect of it.
Well, we would like to leave that kind of quite open. Really, sort of, you could have various different.
Gaz, you and your brother Rob a lot has happened in your life in the last period of time, and I guess becoming parents for you is part of it. But you lost your mom. How did that affect you guys?
Well, I don't know. How kind of life sort of just creeps into you know what you love and what you spend every day doing, which is sort of music. So kind of. You know, things that happen in life, whether they're kind of tragic or joyous, they just kind of creep into the music, you know. Mm-hmm. Not even the lyrics, but just the kind of the attitude that you have when you write a song, you know. And like I said, on this album, I think there's a lot of really uplifting moments, and there's also some pretty kind of melancholic moments where I don't know. It's just life, really. Mm. It's kind of how I look at it. You got to kind of make sense out of it.
One of the cool things about Road to Ruin is the strings that appear, and I assume those weren't done at your barn. You did those elsewhere?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it's always good to, you know, if it's needed, it's always great to have something like that. I mean, you know, you never... I think there was that was a plan from the beginning of Roxy. The song mm-hmm. was to have some great strings on it, and I think it worked out really, really nicely. There's some late kind of touches that really made it into a really cool song, so...
Yeah, no. I remember the day we did that. I mean, we'd booked this 8-piece string section, and we had them for about 2 hours, and we had to get everything we wanted done with them. And it's just amazing watching them. You know, we'd scored this really mad part for the end of Roxy that was really discordant and stuff, and then all these serious musicians had to come in and try and play what we'd written, which was kind of a bit weird.
Yeah, it's great.
They really went for it.
I'm so surprised when you said it was just 8 of them, because it sounds like such a huge ensemble. It sounds great. Well, the song that I think a lot of people have been hearing so far here on the World Cafe from here is St. Petersburg. If we can get an acoustic version of that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give you a real stripped-down version, although we could have played it all together, I suppose, couldn't we?
Yeah, it's nicer when you do it on your own.
All right. We can get to have a cigarette as well.
Yeah.
Right, you just relax.
For the time of the morning Sandman, I could find my way around. Soon be here at the borderline against Armageddon coming down. And here lies a pretty state again. It's time to make a move on. 'Cause in 3 days I'll be out of here, and that's not a day. In your hand, so to bed by the morning light, I guess we can understand. Set sail for St. Petersburg, making use of my time. 'Cause in 3 days I'll be out of here, and that's not a day. For the love of a fool I'm feeling, I could stand the here and now. And leave town for pity's sake, you know,
There you have the acoustic
biggest
version.
Biggest fan.
Of St. Petersburg. Supergrass are playing live today, and they have a new album called Road to Ruin, as we've been mentioning, is recorded in...
Rouen.
See? But when you make a pun like that, I got to go with it, that's all.
Yeah.
Actually, well, how's it pronounced in French?
Rouen.
Do all you guys speak French now from being over there as much? Or?
No.
un petit peu.
Yeah. A little P. That's a rough translation.
The Coombs boys are probably more fluent than me. But Mickey Quinn doesn't know much French at all.
No. Yeah, our brother's. He lives in Paris, so he's kind of fluent French. He kind of knows his stuff.
Well, you want to finish up with the title track?
We'd love to.
Supergrass, we're playing live today on the World Cafe, and I have to. A lot of times when people do these acoustic things, they don't get much energy into them. But you guys have this translates really well.
Yeah. So. Sweating like a dog.
We got a show later, isn't it?
Like a damn star.
See, it's the dedication.
No, it was good fun, man. Thanks for having us. We really enjoyed it. You know,
Road to Rouen. If I'm getting close, is the title of the new album from Supergrass.
Leave him alone, Mick.
And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
We'll be right back.
Thanks again to Supergrass for joining us. That Road to Rouen album is available at our World Cafe CD store, which is on our website at worldcafe.npr.org. And you can also visit there or your favorite podcast directory to find out about NPR podcasts, particularly our World Cafe Words and Music podcast as a weekly download.